Our next story is about Afghans living in Iran. There are about 3 million of them, and most of them are undocumented, which makes life very difficult. But Iran says there is a way these Afghans can get legal papers. They can sign up to fight in Syria against President Bashar al-Assad. Fariba Nawa met a young Afghan man who joined the fight, but ultimately fled to Turkey.
Hassan takes me to a seaside park in Istanbul overlooking the Bosphorus. This is where Hassan comes to relax on his one day off. He works 60 hours a week in a factory. Hassan is 23, born and raised in Tehran. But he's not a citizen because his parents were Afghan refugees, which means he couldn't go to an Iranian school. Refugees in Iran can't own a car, a house, cell phone, or travel outside the city they're registered. A year ago, Hassan enrolled in the Fatemiyun Brigade. It's a battalion made up of mostly Hazara Shiite Afghans like him. They're trained by Iran's Revolutionary Guard to fight in Syria. Hassan says he was told his family would receive $900 a month for his service, and he'd get a military card, making him fully legal in Iran. But human rights groups say Iran uses threats to force Afghans to join the brigade. After 20 days of training, Hassan's group was flown to an Iranian base in Jabla, Syria. Their job was to battle ISIS and to protect the Sayyida Zainab shrine in Damascus.
The first time you go into battle, you're so scared that there's no limit to it.
Hassan says he saw one of his comrades shot down for refusing to fight. He claims they were poorly trained and armed, and many died in battle.
My most painful memory was the killing of my comrades. They would fall in front of me, and I could see their brains blown out by ISIS bullets. It was very painful for me. Very painful.
I ask Hassan if he's killed anyone.
Yes, but I can't tell you exactly how many. We had the job of clearing out the buildings in Aleppo. We would go inside the buildings and we confronted ISIS there and we had to hit. Otherwise, they would shoot you. And if they capture you, they behead you.
Hassan says when his brigade captured some ISIS members, he was shocked to see that some of them were Afghans, like him, fighting in a war that had nothing to do with them. After 4 months in Syria, Hassan got a month-long break. Back in Iran, some members of his brigade held a secret meeting to debate whether they should finish their tour of duty. Some doubted they would ever be granted legal status. But if they didn't go back to Syria, Iran could arrest or deport them.
One friend said that he believed we're just pawns of the Revolutionary Guards, nothing else. We wouldn't even count as martyrs. He convinced me that the guards are just using us.
So Hassan didn't go back. Two of his brothers had escaped to Germany via Turkey and Greece, and they urged him to follow them. He took some of the money he'd made from fighting and hired a smuggler to get him to Turkey. But by the time Hassan got there, the European Union was finalizing a deal with Turkey to send back refugees, and the route to Greece was shutting down. So he applied for asylum with the United Nations in Turkey. To remain a legal refugee, he had to stay in the remote Turkish town the UN had assigned him. Hassan couldn't find work there, so he moved to Istanbul, where he doesn't have legal status. He now lives in an apartment with 8 men, half of whom are smugglers, he says. He pays them about $100 a month in rent and mostly tries to stay out of their way. And he dreams about a better life.
I want to go somewhere where I can be a useful person, get an education. I've seen many hardships.
His brothers live in refugee camps in Germany. They tell him they're enrolled in language classes and are waiting for him to join them. But with more than 100,000 Afghan asylum seekers in Turkey, Hassan fears it will take a long time. For the world, Fariba Nawa in Istanbul.